You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, and this is Nonprofit Spotlight. My name is Bridget. I'm production manager here at KXCI, and this week's episode features Alba Jaramillo, community organizer with Coalición de Derechos Humanos. What is your organization's mission?
Our mission is to promote the human and civil rights of all people, irregardless of their immigration status.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
We work in mobilizing our community. We believe that work cannot be done by a single organization or the staff that are working with it, but it has to be a movement. It has to be a movement that is inviting, that invites directly impacted community members to be the leaders, to mobilize, to protest, to meet with elected officials, to create campaigns for justice. Our work is grounded in grassroots organizing, and it is grounded in doing our work that is led by impacted community members here.
Could you please share some highlights from one of your programs that help execute that mission?
Well, I'd like to just begin by saying that these are critical times for our community here. We are likely, starting on Monday, January 20th, starting to see the enactment of a mass deportation agenda. And so particularly immigrants who are undocumented and even those who are not U.S. citizens face a great risk of detention, deportation, the separation of families. And so we know that the moment calls for us to show up, to organize and to mobilize. We started a coalition that involves many, many different organizations and community members who are directly impacted. And we meet on a weekly basis to strategize, to fight back against all of the threats that are coming our way against our undocumented community. Our upcoming community assembly is on February 1st, and it will be at Our Lady of Fatima Parish at 12 p.m. This assembly is in Spanish. It is a Know Your Rights assembly that we are organizing for immigrants that may have questions about mass deportation. We're providing Know Your Rights presentations and explaining the immigration policies that are likely to take place. We don't need to wait for immigrants to come to us to ask for help. In fact, we are being proactive to tell our immigrant community, we are on your side. We are here to provide whatever tools are necessary. We are here to provide training on your rights. I myself am a lawyer, and in our committees, we have lawyers, we have community activists, and we just want to do everything we can so that our community is prepared and that our immigrant community has safety plans for what's coming. I myself know how important this is because I grew up undocumented in this country, and to show a space in our community of support, of welcoming, and of tools is what the moment calls for.
How can people find out more about your organization?
You can go to our website, which is derechoshumanos.net. You can call us directly at 520-770-1373. And follow us on Facebook, please. Facebook is where we put up all of our announcements, our meetings, and our upcoming events.
You just heard the Nonprofit Spotlight featuring Alba Jaramillo, community organizer with Coalición de Derechos Humanos. I'm Bridget. Thanks for listening.
You can hear a longer version of this episode of Nonprofit Spotlight on the Nonprofit Spotlight program page at kxci.org. Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $245 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.